Okay, good morning, everybody. So continuing on in the Rambam in Perek Chav Dalet of Hilchos Sanhedrin. So we talked about the principles of discretion in Dinei Mamonos, Davar Shechazak Balibo, Me'ikar Hadin, and talked about the Rif and the Takanos HaGaonim, that, you know, nonetheless, you know, we don't want this to take place, you know, Bizman Azeh, because Bezdin She'enu Hagun, and even if they're Hagun, they don't have the requisite Chachma and Bina, because it's such a complicated thing to do, you know. But still, we're not willing to straitjacket the Dayanim, and they have to have some degree of flexibility where we can never put them in a situation where they're not able to be done din emes the way that they see it. Again, with the outer boundary points that we talked about, al pishnai medem yakum davar, and we talked about the principles of din miruma, you know, and how they, you know, have a responsibility there to, you know, pursue very aggressively, you know, drisha v'chakir and all the means at their disposal, and to try to put things on the table and try to get to the best outcome. In other words, MS can never just be the handmaiden to some the process and say, oh, you know, hakol or talay b'tzavaro shel edim and the like. And that was all in terms of, you know, dine mamonos. And so the next halacha is sort of the, you know, im kvara is kvar, if it's true in dine mamonos, it'd be true in dine nefashos also. So what are you going to do, put somebody to death if you don't really believe that they're guilty? And meidach gis, you know, so somebody is guilty of sin, you know, what's going to happen? So there we already explained that, you know, you v'lo be'omer adas, and you need a raya berura, and edim, and etc. So there we're going to have some sacrifice, perhaps of MS, and, you know, we have the idea of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is ultimately, you know, going to be responsible, and we don't have to be his apotropos in that regard. But there is an area in Dinei Nefashos where we call Makin Vonchin Shalom Min Adin, where we're going to deviate from the normal process because a Dayan has a concern. Again, this isn't a concern necessarily about MS per se, but a concern about the needs of society. This is very reminiscent of the Ramban Shita Arba Tzrich Nachraza, where the Ramban writes that sometimes people need to be put to death, not because you know, they you know, had a chet maves, they did something so terrible, but they need to be put to death because society requires it. So that's exactly what the Rambam writes here. Now, lachadal yesh lebez in lahalkos mishin b'chuyev malkos ladrak mishin b'chuyev misa v'lo laver al devrei tar laso siya glatar v'chemin sheroin bezdin shepartu amedavar yesh lam ligdor lachazik adavar k'vima sheira lehem akol hora shal lo shik b'halach odaros. So the Rambam gives examples. Maisav hilko adam shabal ishto tachas ilan, right, because this could lead to a kind of znos. So ma'is ve'achad shurachav osus b'shabis mei yuvanim, when there was already a shas hashmad of sorts, v'viu lebezdin usaklu. So the point is that, you know, when there's a perception on the part of the Bezdin, this is part of their bailiwick, to make sure that society is protected against these kinds of things. So it has to be adjudicated. Ma'isav tal hashemun b'shetach shmonim nashim b'yomechad b'ashkel lehiu sham, so again, it's a hora shah, and even if you don't have the level of evidence, in any way you can't put to death 80 people in one day, and we can't hang them anyway. Hanging is only for, it's not for machshefos, it's for Ovde Vorezara and Mevorche Hashem. So again, the whole thing was, you know, Kedei Ligdor Es Hadas. So the Kiryas Sefer has a beautiful lashon here that, of course, these things have to be done with great reservation, great hesitation. It can't be done in any way, you know, in a cavalier fashion. Sheshat tzricha lakach v'chol yu masecha l'shem shamayim. The dayanim have to really believe that this is the way forward. V'al yichvod habrios kal be'enav, right? That, you know, if... you can't just say this person needs to die for the benefit of society, and so, you know, sayonara. The Kavod HaBrios demands more than that. So if it's really absolutely necessary, the person has done something which in context is, in, you know, insufferable, you know, Baal Ishto Tachas HaTe'ena, you know, person who was grievously violating Shabbat, even if it was only the Rabbana, the Shavos, the Rochev Alasos. But again, at a time when Shabbos was under assault and the like, so that's a situation where the Dayan is given, you know, enormous discretion. So again, the Dayan is giving discretion between Mamonos. So this is the discretion of a Dayan Dini Nefashos. But let's be very clear. I'd like to suggest this is on the principle of called the Tikkun Rabbanon Ke'en Darai Satikun, that what allows you to do this is because the Torah itself already gave a model for individuals who have to be put to death, not because of gadol chetam, but because of the needs of society. Dehainu, the ben sarumar, dehainu, the edim zomim, dehainu, the mesis. These are individuals who, again, and the Zaken Mamre is the chief amongst them, who haven't done something, you know, so pernicious, but the threat to society is grievous and has to be dealt with accordingly.